Hey now, hey now, hey now. Welcome in, y'all. And guess what time it is? That's right, it's porch time. And I am your one, your only, Miss McKinney. And I know you guys are extremely glad of that. It's I am time, y'all. Let's get into it. All right, good people, thank you again for joining us on the porch. And this is another one of our fabulous I Am series. Miss I Am Angela Belize, pull up, y'all, is on the porch tonight. Stay tuned and be blessed. Joining us on the porch, how are you today?
I am wonderful. Thank you for having me. How are you doing?
Most excellent. So you guys, this is I Am Angela Belize, right? And yes. She's doing some fabulous things. If you're not following her, if you've not seen some of her content that we've been sharing on Instagram, you guys need to go out and see because her famous tagline is pull up. Love it. Absolutely love it. So tell us a little bit about you.
Sure. So I am Angela Belize, poet and media extraordinaire. And I've always been a writer. I'd say I started performing poetry publicly back in 2013, and that spiraled into lots of other areas that I had interest into when I was a child. So I say to people, you know, if you don't know what it is that you want to do, think back to your childhood. Like, what was your interest? What were you always doing? Anywho, so I've dabbled into acting, modeling. Of course, I've been a radio personality for the past 3 years and have developed my own podcast, All Things with Angela Believes. Yes. And on there, we talk about all things a human can encounter and experience, such as racism, sexism, molestation, and more. So to put myself, to sum it up, is I'm essentially after my purpose in life. The reason God brought me here, I want it.
Most greatness, y'all. And she's absolutely beautiful. Now I see inside and out. So what was the aha moment? Like, okay, I'm fixing to get started. I'm moving.
Well, I've not had these desires to figure out what my purpose was in life way back when I was a teenager. And it was just a process. I mean, there is no fast track to being wherever it is that you want to be. There, you have to take the stairs. And so I was just constantly praying and seeking God to let me know what my purpose was. And maybe while I didn't feel like I was in it, when I would say I was working for an employer, or I was doing this, or I was doing that, I didn't maybe feel like that was what I was supposed to be doing. But I do believe that wherever we are is exactly where we are supposed to be at that time. So it just got to a point in my journey that I absolutely did not want to work for anyone anymore.
Right.
And like I say, it was a lifelong dream. I knew this as a child, because even as a child, I was developing and creating business ideas. And so it just got to a point where I had just happened to have been off work for a medical procedure. And I was like, man, I really don't want to go back to work. I just really don't. And it added heat to it. There was a little situation that occurred at work and made me really didn't want to go back. And I remember I was talking with a family member and he was like, oh, Angela, you're running from the situation. And yeah, I was initially running from the return of that situation. But things changed by the second, by the millisecond, by the second, by the minute, and what have you. So I just began... I remember I supported an aunt. She was speaking on encouragement. I was like, yes, I'm going to go support her. And yes, I need that. I'm all about encouragement. Went. It was amazing. I sowed a seed. I got prayer. And things happened pretty quick after that. I remember I got home that night and I was reaching out to a friend that I took with me. And my phone said 1111. I didn't pay much attention to it because in the past, I understood 1111 to have meanings to twin flames. And I just connected that thing. If that even was my true twin flame. If y'all don't know what I'm talking about, look twin flames up. But
yeah, I think it's just the sequence of the ones that has a positive meaning, right?
Well, exactly. And so things just began to just manifest from there. I began seeing more and more angel numbers. The signs just became undeniable that it was time for me to leave the job and to run my own company, Angela Believes LLC. So I took that leap and here I am.
So what all do you do? I know you said you're a radio personality. You have a podcast. Do you have merchandise?
I do. And actually, you know, I've developed from a radio personality to a media personality. So I'm also a radio, television, and event host. I'm also a healing speaker. So for those of us adults or children who have made mistakes or who have had things happen to us, I give you that encouragement to let you know, although you may not be able to see it, you can have the life that you desire. Because sometimes we're in environments or atmospheres where we don't know that there's more out there. But I say, if you have something in your heart that's telling you it's something more, it's because it is. And I help you to go get it. And so also, I have created my godly and gangsta apparel for all of you out there. And, yeah, so that is available on my website at angelabeliefs.com.
Most greatness. Now, I just have to ask, how old are you?
I'm young.
Yeah, I know. I saw your pictures. I know that you're very young, but I mean, you speak as though you carry the wisdom of a 90-year-old. Like, wow.
Oh, that's so nice. But you know what? I will go ahead and be honest with you and share. I am 42 years old. And
no way, y'all. Uh-huh. Yes, yes. She's still pulling our legs on that one. No, me.
Yeah, yes way. And you know, it's amazing that I'm 42 because I want to speak to the people out there who have thought about committing suicide. I've been there. I've many of times not wanted to be here anymore. So it's really cool that I can sit here and say that I'm 42 because life can be a struggle. It takes a lot of will to live. So I just want to give that encouragement to people out there. So yeah, I'm 42.
And I'm so glad that you're still here. So glad you're
Thank
still
you.
Here. Excuse me. So what have your challenges been? Have they been mental, physical, or both? Excuse me.
Oh, well, of course. I mean, you have doubt that you have to get rid of. You have fear that you have to get rid of, you know, life situations, frustrations with expenses, bills. I mean, I have the same problems and issues that anybody else has. I talk about mental health. I'm a really strong advocate for mental health. I've dealt with depression. So, and I remember I was speaking with another media personality. I might actually say she's a media maven. Shout out to Cream of the Crop. She had actually experienced depression. It was after she had gave birth to one of her children, postpartum depression. And she said she dealt with that, like everything else, by fighting through it. So whatever it is in life, I have to fight through it in order to get to where I need to be. And that's just what it is. I have to fight through every single thing to get what I want. And I encourage everybody listening to do the same.
Yes, yes. You are so awesome. So did COVID hold you back? I did see a meme or a meme, however you say it, that says if COVID didn't bring the hustler out in you, it's not in you. So What was COVID like for you? A lot of people have said it's been a blessing and a curse. How about you?
You know, COVID, first off, let me say that COVID has been really rough for a lot of people all across the world. You know, there's been a lot of lives lost. A lot of families have been affected, a lot of jobs lost. So I want to go ahead and give acknowledgement to that. However, I want to say I did actually get COVID. But thank God it wasn't bad. It was way earlier this year, back in February, I believe it was. It wasn't bad. It was like I had a cold. But COVID, it gave me an opportunity to really earn some extra money. I was working in healthcare at that time. So, I mean, healthcare is always going to be a booming business because people are always in need there. So it gave me an opportunity to earn extra money and to take trips. So it wasn't too bad of a time for me.
I can dig that. And what are your thoughts on the vaccine, if any?
You know, to each his own. I am really not interested in the vaccine. I say that today, I could change my mind tomorrow.
Right.
But on that, I'm just truly going to say to each his own, you know. I have my reasons why I haven't yet. I like I said, I could possibly do it next week. It's my decision, and I'll leave it at that.
Greatness. You carry yourself so well. I'm really glad
Thank you.
That you are deciding to join us on the porch. Please be sure and tell us where we can find you right now.
Oh, sure. So you know what? You said I carry myself with such greatness, and I got to give props and honor to my parents who are no longer here, but I have to shout out my mom. She was an amazing human being. In like 30 plus years after her passing, when I run into family members who don't live here or strangers, I always hear that my mom's an amazing, sweet person. They love her and I miss her. I ain't ever heard a bad word about my mom. And my dad was just an amazing, giving, kind, caring. I just had the best parents in the world. So
wow.
I'm going to have to say, they set a wonderful foundation for me. So that's how I am. And of course, God. But if folks want to keep up with me, mm-hmm. my Instagram, I am Angela Believes. Facebook, Angela Believes. YouTube, I have all things with Angela Believes for my podcast on there as well. And of course, please shop on my website for your godly and gangsta apparel at angelabelieves.com.
Yes, please go out, follow, and support. And my last question, if there's nothing else that you want to leave with us, is what would you say to the listeners on the portion? Like, you've already dropped a million gems already.
Thank you.
But if you could sum it up and get people to really know what I Am Angela Believes is about or what you're about, what would you say today?
I'm about believing in God. And each and every one of us were brought here for a purpose. If you don't believe in God, that's fine. But I do believe there's a higher power for each and every one of us. And whatever, if you want that to be the sun, the moon, the stars, or what have you, let that be that. But please know that you were brought here for a reason. And I want to encourage you to be yourself. That's why I created Godly and Gangsta Apparel. Yes, I'm godly and I'm gangsta at the same time. You will get these hands if you come for me or mine. Like I say, I allow God to be the head of my life. I'm gangsta about the reasons he brought me here and protected mine. So I do encourage people to live in their true, authentic selves, no matter who disapproves, who agrees, or what have you. And just please believe in yourself. You can do all things. One of my t-shirts, it says, with God, all things are possible. Please believe it. And if you don't believe in God, find whatever God means to you and believe with that, all things are possible. And you are not your mistakes. You're not what has happened to you.
Absolutely. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us on the porch, Miss Angela. I hope it won't be the last time.
Absolutely not. I'll come back.
Yes. And you guys, please be sure to like, follow, and support Miss I Am Angela. We'll be sharing her content as we already are on Instagram. And we got to go out and follow you on those other platforms and get you going there too. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Take care, everybody. I appreciate you for letting me sit on the porch.
All right, now. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. And just like that, we've had another fabulous I Am episode right here on the porch. I thank each and every one of you for joining us, for supporting us, for sticking in there with us. You guys are making our time on the porch a lot of fun, and we appreciate you. So what am I going to say? Be you, which is beautiful, fabulous, wonderful. Don't let nobody else tell you any different. And if they do, you need to get them out of your circle. Be strong, take care, and be blessed.